Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Acts 7:55 to 60 reads as follows. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold a sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. In these verses, it seems that there is a lot of excitement on earth and heaven. Stephen, obviously listening to God and confronting the people who did not want to be confronted, faced certain death. This death is not pleasant. This death is death by stoning at the hands of a crowd that knew how to make each stone give maximum punishment. It would have been much easier for Stephen to write this crowd a note and mail it to them from a safe distance. It would have been easier for Stephen if he had recognized their resistance to truth and quit trying to shove the truth down their throats. But it didn't happen that way. Instead, Stephen was faithful to the message God gave him, no matter what. Once again, the host of heaven assembled on the edge of their thrones to watch what would happen. This time, we are given a bit more information about what's happening. As Stephen started to feel the pain, it seems that he was guided by the Holy Spirit to look up. As he did, he saw Jesus. He not only saw Jesus, but he saw Jesus no longer on the edge of the throne, but standing in front of it. I do not know what else Stephen saw, but I'll bet you as soon as he saw Jesus, the stones didn't seem so harsh anymore. I wish I knew if some sort of conversation took place between Stephen and Christ, or if Stephen could see the angels waiting to carry him, or if he could see the faithful cheering him on. I don't know. But I do know this. Stephen caused some unusual activity in heaven. I wonder if I will ever cause unusual activity in heaven. I wonder if, when I die, Jesus will be on the edge of his throne or standing in anticipation. Time will tell. My obedience will determine my reception. So many believers today think that no matter what they do, they'll have the same reception from Jesus. I don't think so. Jesus stood here, the only place in Scripture, to await Stephen, the faithful one. Stephen took it on the chin, would not give in regardless of the circumstances. May we learn from him. This is Dave Wager from the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch and Nicolet Bible Institute.